to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Presentation. It's Toucher and Rich's Laugh Gamut.
Is this for the radio?
Sure.
So what'd you think of the Ireland match?
The Ireland match?
Yes.
You mean England match, right?
Isn't it the same thing?
I don't think so.
Isn't it under the same crown?
We always support them.
98.5, The Sports Hub, that is Bird from a couple days ago. He was asked, we just said it's a throwaway bit, you know, get to what you can. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, not going to make it do much. He said there was Irish bars all around Everett, and we said, can you go to an Irish bar and, you know, just see if someone's like got a good, you know, they've got a few in them and they're watching the England match. And, you know, Irish people, generally people from Ireland, are not big fans of the English national team.
Oh, sure, without a doubt.
And so you ask them, and maybe they would be characters. And
they start ripping on the Irish team, right?
Yes.
Right.
And so instead, Bird.
So what do you think texted, of the Ireland game?
Texted Dan, and he said, sorry, but Ireland's not playing, England is.
And he learned that after some of the people he questioned informed him of that, as we heard there on a couple of the gloves. So, listen, you can't blame Bird for not being aware of that, because other than that, he's got World Cup fever. We know this. He has been on top of it from day one. The guy is excited. He's showing up in his Ronaldo jersey. Today he's got a Messi one. He's got his body paint going in the other room. So we thought that we'd ask him a few questions about some of the things that happened with the games. Like, if he looked up at the screen and saw that DEN was playing AUS, would he be able to tell you what two teams they were?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
Well, this one's pretty easy.
I know.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So
one could even recognize the flags.
Well,
possibly.
You're asking him to identify Australia. The flags.
So,
okay.
So we start this off by saying, all right, can you name the what are they calling them? The it's not the initials. There's a certain phrase for it, but it's like the it's not abbreviation. FIFA has like a certain term for it. But either way, it's what we the country code. But we call them abbreviations. Can you name what country it is when you see it on the screen? Let's go to Bird. Okay, so Bird, I am going to give you the initials of a country that's playing in the World Cup, right. And you just tell me what country it is. Okay. All right.
Yep. Okay.
Let's start with...
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We play it, and then you can guess whether he's going to get it correct.
Oh.
Fair enough. Okay.
All right. You like that?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
So your answer is no.
Yeah, just no?
You haven't even heard the country
I'll
yet.
Take no for the win.
Now, the question is, do you ask him what he thinks that it stands for?
Well, that's the question.
Oh, yeah,
that's
the question. He guesses. What it's not a yes or no thing.
No.
Okay.
It's like, what country is it? Let's start with COL.
Okay, COL. He's going to get them all
no,
wrong.
No. I agree. Now, what is he going to say? That's
Colorado.
I mean, that would be pretty bad.
He's going to say, I don't know if he goes anywhere with that.
I think
he might be just befuddled.
See, you stole my Colorado answer.
It's Colombia, correct?
Yes, it is. And okay. I think this locks him up. I agree.
All right,
I think
now he's dancing around because
Denmark just scored.
Yeah. He's a big Denmark fan. Denver just scored, right? Ah, Cole. He might make up a place.
A country doesn't exist.
He wouldn't say Columbine, would he?
I mean, that would be pretty.
He is obsessed with the Columbine shooting.
Yes.
COL.
Slovakia.
Oh, my God. Actually, more like, you guys got that one right.
How do you get? All right, can we quiz him later on his thought process?
Bird, how do you spell Slovakia?
Well, he's still excited about the Denmark goal.
Oh, my God. No, put him on there. Bird, how do you spell Slovakia? Can you tell us?
S-L-Y-O-V-I-K-A. I don't know.
Slyovica? I don't know.
Well, I mean, the letters were there.
But there's just C-O-L.
Yeah. How did Slovakia come from C-O-L?
All right, well. All right, we're 0-1.
Okay.
Okay. HKG.
Okay.
Do you guys know what that is?
No.
HKG.
HKG?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
That's not Hungary.
No. It's Hong Kong. There's a team. There's a Hong Kong team.
HK makes sense, but I don't know where the G is. But regardless, HKG, what will he say? He will say Nevada.
HKG.
HKG. Mm-hmm. Hungry?
No.
I didn't get that one.
Oh, Jesus, right. Bird. Birds of the feather.
Yo.
No pun intended.
ISR.
Okay.
ISR.
That's Iceland, correct?
No.
No.
That was the one we were actually looking at.
ISL would be Iceland, right?
No, it's got a weird thing.
I see. I'm just as bad at this as he is. My God.
ISL.
Oh, ISR.
ISR. Iran?
No, it's Israel.
Oh, of course.
Israel's in the World Cup?
ISR. Well, these are teams that I looked at the no, soccer
I don't think Israel's in the World Cup.
Okay. Here we go. I don't mean to ruin the bit with my own stupidity.
ISR.
ISR. It's not Ireland.
ISR.
That has to be somewhere in Africa. No idea.
Okay.
There you go, sir.
Okay, so here. No idea about that. All right, here we go.
P-A-R.
Okay. P-A-R.
That one I have.
Okay.
That one I got. Paraguay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paraguay. Yeah. Yes. I know that. Very popular team.
P-A-R.
Paraguay. Paraguay. Wait. No, is it Paraguay? No, it's not Paraguay. That's the sauce.
I'm gonna go buy some Paragu to put on my spaghetti.
He's thinking ragu, right?
Yeah,
he's thinking ragu.
It's Paragu.
It's Prego and ragu. Like, that's the secret bird recipe. Is you had it's Mr. Magoo and his twin brother Paragu.
Or you just put double the sauce on it. It's bird sauce. It's Paragu. Paragu bottles.
When you combine the two, it's a taste sensation.
Paraguay, Paragu. Wait, no, was it Paragu? No, it's not Paragu. That's the sauce. What was it again? P-A-R?
Yep.
When you and Buddy are hanging out, watch porn.
Oh, God, stop. Stop.
What's up, Rich?
I got a million of them. I got a million of them.
You almost made Rich uncomfortable there. That was good.
I know. It was funny. It was a great joke.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those for my comedy.
Thank you, Larry Flint.
That's the sauce. What was it again? P-A-R?
Yep.
Paraguay. I know I'm saying it wrong.
S-U-I.
Okay, S-U-I. Now that's easy.
Yeah.
Right, S-U-I. That is maybe as easy as it's going to get. All right, here we go.
S-U-I.
S-U-I. Slovakia?
Okay. We got the first letter right. That was better than the first answer he gave.
Did he already guess Slovakia?
He did, yes. He's going to guess Slovakia twice.
He's got Slovakia.
It was C-O-L. That was the first one. C-O-L was Slovakia, the first one.
Yeah.
In fairness, Slovakia is a nation that constantly comes up.
B-H-U.
Okay, B-H-U.
Okay, now that one, I don't even know if they're playing, but we know B-H-U. There's only one country you can think of as B-H-U. Bhutan.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. B-H-U.
B-H-U. B-H-U?
Mm-hmm.
That's when one of the members of the Golden Girls has some fun.
She's hungry.
Yeah.
B-H-U.
B-H-U.
Yes, yes.
I got a million of them.
Yes, you do. Oh, man. The Arthur is...
I'm Fred the Randy Comic.
She's
oh,
right.
Man.
Randy Freddy.
B-H-U.
B-H-U. B-H-U?
Mm-hmm. What do you say when you see Betty White?
Mm-hmm.
If you can't see us, I have a cigar.
Fred the Randy Comic.
Fred the Randy Comic. Just quipping. Trying to get him on Match Game.
B-H-U.
B-H-U. B-H-U?
Mm-hmm.
Not Burlington. Terrible.
Burlington.
Do they have a mall?
Not Burlington.
Burlington.
Wakefield.
Yes. Burlington in the World Cup.
Not Burlington. Belgium? Belgium.
Okay. All right.
All right.
We have more birds for later in the hour.
COL. Slovakia.
That is amazing.
It really is.
He has a college degree. I'll tell him
yes,
that
sir.
Much.
Yes, sir. A four-year university.
Sabanians? COL. Slovakia.
Yes, that's right.
Paraguay. Paragu. Wait.
Paragu's the sauce.
Yeah, Paragu's the sauce. Yeah. All right, we'll have more of him.
It's T&R.
I heard you like to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode. I'm going to give you a little update. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
I woke up this morning and came outside, and there was a commotion in my trash bin, and it was a raccoon. There was another raccoon that was seeing what was going on, and the theory was I was going to kill it when I got home. Apparently, that's not going to happen. My wife is calling animal control. But a man by the name of Daniel Koval, C-O-V-E-L-L, Daniel Koval. If you know him, give him a big hello for me. He says, "Have a heart. I will report you if you kill raccoon. It's not rabid." Well, first of all, how do you know it's not rabid? And you're going to report me for killing a varmint?
Why would he report you? That I don't understand.
I don't know how he would know if I did it or not. And also, why would he report me for killing? So, do you report me if I have rats in my house? And they hit something and it snaps their neck.
I wonder what the rules are, because someone called in earlier and said, and I guess it's a guy who's worked in. Sound like you said he worked
You're
in.
Not
pest
allowed
control
to drown them.
No. I think that there's certain animals that you are allowed to kill and ones that you aren't.
So
are poison.
So the whole time that I was growing up and we had mole traps in the yard. And you would pull them up, and there would be a dead mole that had been impaled by the trap.
I think it's size. I think it's like there's, and this is kind of what he was leading to. Like, you can't, like, kill a dog.
Well, no.
Okay, you can't kill a cat.
No.
Then why can you kill a raccoon?
Because they're wild varmints.
Okay, I'm throwing that out there. I don't know what it is,
but somebody... non-domesticated animal.
Yeah, I would guess that's the case.
Somebody insinuated this morning that you couldn't do that. I don't know if that's
true.
No,
a guy in pest control called up, said he can't drown him and he can't poison him. Right. That's what he said.
Like, it's at least
in the first hour of the
Daniel
program.
Koval, yeah. Again, Daniel Koval, C-O-V-E-L-L, says, "My hope you get bit, scumbag. It's illegal. Hope it's been baby comes and bits your wife's a-hole."
Wow.
Daniel Koval, very, very, very well, he knows the English language like nobody's business.
Well, something that could happen is something that happened to this gentleman. I think it was in Tampa.
Gabrielle had gone to a neighbor's house yesterday to take their dog for a walk. When she opened the rear sliding door, she saw a raccoon inside the screen patio. There he is. had apparently shredded some of the chair cushions out there on the patio. Gabrielle says the animal locked eyes with her and then calmly walked right up to her.
He smelled my leg, and the next thing I knew, he attached his front paws around my leg and took his mouth and started biting into my leg. I ripped him off of me with some flesh pieces. He then attacked me again. I hit him so hard, I just ran into the house and opened the sliding door and smashed it. He was right behind me. He threw himself against the glass door, trying to get in, still trying to bite me.
She also had to have 10 rabies shots yesterday.
Yeah, I mean,
she has to go back on Friday.
Why would you be concerned at all?
For more shots.
They're sweet.
The health department told her that she should have left the raccoon locked inside the screen patio and called animal control.
Okay, so Danny C555 is the guy who wishes that my wife...
Danny C555, what is that?
That's his email address. I won't give you at what, but you can play around with it.
Okay.
I just got text from someone I know. It says, new to animal control, won't do anything. We have foxes leaving carnage in our backyard, and they won't come unless they are aggressive. So what are you going to do? Another guy says you put bleach and vinegar into it, and kills them through breathing. But he says, don't breathe it yourself.
Oh, you got to wear the old doctor's mask when you pour the thing in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my options, and follow me, and be honest. Stephanie's calling animal control, and say they come out and they do the job, but then that's over.
Sure, yeah, right.
Okay, I'm not kicking that can over, because those things can throw fits and come up and attack your ass, and I'm not lying. Like, that's I'm not having a raccoon, and I'm not getting 55 shots.
But you would stand over it and try to hit it? You see, to me, well, it's just like kicking damage
that
would be a lot
plan
less.
Is might be out the window because I've been told that they can jump 3 feet.
Yeah, that sounds awful. That one guy who called and said, "Yeah." I mean,
so it seems like I'm in a bit of a catch-22 here. It seems like there's no real way. I don't know how to handle this situation now. If animal control comes out, they'll kill it, right?
Or remove it.
Well,
either way.
And to do what with it? So we can come back and...
Take it out to a nice dump in the center of center of the state and let it roam free. Where it can pick on garbage all at once.
I just like that. You know, hey, I'm killing rats and moles and all this
free
stuff.
Range the raccoon,
but a raccoon who's highly dangerous and can give you... Can litter your body with disease.
Yeah. Okay, here's the rule. A person shall not... This is in Massachusetts. Use, set, place, maintain, manufacture, process any trap for the purpose of capturing fur-bearing animals except for common type of mouse and rat traps. They said a box or a cage trap, but when it confines, it doesn't work. They also said that any member... Let's see. Okay, you may... Hunt or take by any means except by poison or snare any mammal which he finds damaging his property except grass growing on uncultivated land.
Okay.
So,
allowed to kill it.
Said persons may kill or attempt to kill means other than poison or trapping any wild bird. And then it says including domesticated animals.
Oof.
Well, that's wild.
Well, I won't do that. That's where I draw the line.
So as
you know,
as
there's people like on farms that are like going out and shooting stuff.
Yeah, I don't think the farmers care much about these rules.
Like, no. This says you can't trap it, which I have no intention of doing. I don't want to deal with the raccoon. As far as I'm concerned, the raccoon could live its life out away from my home, but I ain't kicking that thing over so it can throw a fit. And apparently, I can't bludgeon it to death because it's going to jump 3 feet.
Mm.
I think you have to fill out a report, too. It says if you really want to follow things.
Come on.
Yeah, it's just,
I mean, it's in my trash. I didn't invite it over for dinner. And by the way, I have a dog and a cat that go outside. I don't want some crazy-ass raccoon going and slicing my animals apart.
But is there a way to keep raccoons out of your yard? Is there like some,
I don't know.
Is there an invisible fence to keep the raccoons out?
I haven't done it. And apparently here I am. I didn't go, hey, raccoon, come into this trash bin. This isn't like how I want to spend my day.
It sounded like it was.
Yeah, no, I agree with Rich. That it sounded exactly
you
like
you were looking forward to killing it.
Well, yeah, until I knew that they could jump, I thought I could just kill it without
You were ready to roll up your sleeves and make a day of it.
My point is, I didn't lure it into my yard.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put it in the trash. I didn't set a trap for the trash.
No, but once it was there, you were very much looking
forward to
disposing
it. I don't even know how the hell it got in there, because the lid was shut. I believe this is Melissa, M-I-L-L-I-S-S-A.
Melissa.
Melissa, go ahead.
Well, hi. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I deal with wildlife a lot. And it's M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
Yes, I know. That's bird.
Oh, well, congratulations. Good use of the English language there. So wildlife can be a real nuisance, and any human-wildlife intersection is always troublesome. You and your garbage man, you gotta secure it. The raccoons are smarter than we are, and ignorance reigns all around. So drowning and poisoning, drowning is just inhumane.
No, I won't do that. I've said it numerous times, I won't do that.
No, that's great. But the poisoning thing with decon, even with rats and everything, and I've used it before I learned it's a bioaccumulator. So the rat or the mouse gets out of your house, it dies from decon. Your cat eats it, your cat dies. An owl eats the cat, the owl dies. So the poison bioactivates in the cells of the animal. Capiche?
Wait, I didn't hear the last part.
Yeah.
The poison biomagnifies in the cells of the animal. It becomes more concentrated as it fills up the food chain. So if you have nuisance animals, call animal control. If you have like a baby, a nest of babies, call wildlife rehab or we'll come and get them. And
nah, it's not a baby. It's a big old raccoon.
they're rabies vectors. So, animal control, they'll deal with it.
All right. Well, I'm being told that they're not great about it, but listen, we're calling animal control. Apparently, this is what we're doing. What will they do? They'll kill it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
All
right. Sometimes I trap them and put them elsewhere, and it won't come back if they go far enough. They're not like territorial.
Yeah, but they throw fits, and they got them claws on them.
Well, Fred, now I'm getting all these videos of people trying to take out raccoons and then them just, like, getting attacked.
All right, so I'm not doing that. My bad. We're calling animal control, so all you hippies can feel great about yourselves. I mean, I just find it funny non-domesticated animals that we have this hierarchy of what's acceptable to brutally murder.
I know.
And what's not.
Yeah, it's basically if it's cute, you can't kill it.
Well, raccoons aren't cute.
Kind of cute.
Okay, city boy, let me put one of them raccoons in your trash. Have you deal with it.
You have anything? You dealt with anything like that when you were younger and lived out in the wild?
Me? Of course.
How did you dispose of the raccoons?
Snakes.
All right, fine.
But we can kill a snake and no one's going to give you the time of day.
Tons of snakes. There weren't a lot of raccoons.
We had them. We had one in my garage, and it was in with like the tools.
We had a bear one time in our neighborhood.
We had a bear in our neighborhood.
Yeah,
like 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, that's right. There was like I read that in the news.
Coyotes running all around.
Coyotes in my town too.
Samir, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? All right. Cool. So last weekend we had a couple raccoons in my sunroom in between my unit in Dorchester and my deck. There was about two raccoons, three babies, and they were obviously looking for some trash. So I emailed my landlord and I said, "You got to get this figured out. They might have rabies. They're going to go through the trash. We have a dog. You know, I don't want them attacking the dog."
Yep.
They were hanging around the apartment, right? So I get an email and from our other the kid who lives upstairs from me. He says, "I think the issue's resolved." So long story short, I get home later that day, and my landlord is outside, and it looks like he's hosing down. We have like a little patio out back in Dorchester, and he tells me he brought over a BB gun, and he was trying to scare him, and then he tried to catch him. And my landlord, he's kind of old school. He carries a .22 revolver, and we were joking. Rocky the raccoon sleeps with the fishes.
So he shot your raccoons,
all five of them.
I swear to God, all five of them. Yeah, and the big one, the big one, he said he had to shoot three times, so he had to reload.
Oh, boy. That's because if you got to shoot with the 22 is essentially a BB gun, but if you have to shoot something three times. All right, one more, Dan, and then I'll get off of this. Alex, you work in this field. Do you work with varmints?
I do.
All right, what do you do? If you're me, what do I do?
I own a wildlife control company, so we deal with this stuff all the time. Animal control's most likely not going to do anything because it's on your property. Typically, they're only going to handle sick animals or something that's in the street or on city property. Normally, you'd have to call a private wildlife control company to come out and handle that. The fact that it's outside during the daytime doesn't really mean much. It doesn't mean it's sick, but, you know, obviously getting in your trash is an issue, so... Something like that, you know, if you called a private wildlife company like ours, we would charge, you know, $200-$300.
Well, how would you get rid of it?
You charge how much?
$200-$300 to get rid of it. We grab it with a snare pole, kind of like, you know, like the old school dog catcher things. It's got a noose on it, stick it around the animal's neck, grab it, stick it in the trap, take it away.
You kill it?
By law, we have to. So it's illegal to relocate wildlife in Massachusetts.
There you go.
Once we take an animal off your property, we have to euthanize it.
So say that the animal control won't come out. And what if I try to bludgeon it to death?
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. It's a fierce animal, so I wouldn't recommend it.
Boy, I'm really in a pickle here. I don't want to spend $300 to get some raccoon.
Somebody had a pretty good idea. Like, could you take your car and knock over your trash can while you're in the car?
And
have it take off?
Well, I would want to run it over.
Well, I guess you could do that.
I can't have the Jaguar.
Whoopsie, you know, right.
I can't get blood on the Jaguar.
That's a good point.
I can't get blood on the Jaguar. I'd have to get your stupid minivan and run it over. Come over.
This is not a job for the spaceship. That's true.
That's right.
I can understand that.
All right. Well, it seems like I'm screwed.
Yeah, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
You can't poison it, which I thought would be the most humane thing. You can't drown it, which I never would have done anyway.
How about this? Somehow knock it out. Again, hide whatever knockout pill you have in some food. You knock the animal out.
You're not allowed to poison it.
No, not poison it.
I'm not wasting Xanax on it. What do you think? I'm going to take a bunch of Xanax?
So you'd add $200 to have some guy come take it.
Yeah, good. I'm not giving it my Xanax.
Okay.
I'm not going to waste my medicine on a raccoon.
You seem to be in somewhat of a pickle here, Fred. I'm trying to be a friend, trying to help.
All right, Stephanie, go ahead.
Hi, Dom. I called animal control, and they said to tip it over, and the raccoon will walk out.
Okay, what if it attacks?
I know. I don't know. That's what I asked, and she said they don't have someone on duty at the moment. They'll try to come out.
All right, why don't you call? Can you? I'm being dead serious. Call them and ask if I can bludgeon it to death.
No,
seriously, do that.
No.
I'm being dead serious now. F the world. I should be
it's
able to kill it.
It's on your property, damn it.
No, I don't think that's the...
Dan, I should be able to kill it, correct?
No.
It's not going to be pretty, but you should be able to.
Dude, all I'm getting is videos of it backfiring, people trying to kill raccoons.
What if it starts going berserk and it ends up attacking you?
Bad move.
I'll put on chaps.
I'm getting all these emails of things jumping, and they can jump. Everyone's right. They'll jump right on
your
eyes out.
Maybe I get a baseball bat. I get that little bastard to jump, and I knock it out of the park.
Oh, it's like you're swinging at the inside fastball.
I think what you do is you stand on the top ledge and knock it over and then let it go.
I don't want that son of a bitch getting out, and then it gets hurt because that thing got knocked over, and then it goes start throwing a fit on me and giving me all kinds of AIDS and everything else going on.
Raccoon AIDS?
Who knows what they have?
When I called animal
They're very
control,
promiscuous.
There was a recording on animal control, and one of the prompts was, if you have a raccoon in your trash, tip it over and let it walk out. If you can't, press 1.
All right, why don't we just duct tape the trash can and let that some bitch die? Starvation.
I'll let you do that. This is my worst fear.
Well, I don't work tomorrow. I got all day until the big playoff game tonight. The big city championship. I got all day to consider my options. So we're running all kinds of late.
Just look at some of the videos that I just retweeted. People are just...
I don't particularly...
It's people approaching them with brooms, and then the raccoon losing their mind, and then their friends joining in.
In a trash can?
Yeah. Like, there's one specifically in a trash can.
Does it jump out?
No. It gets out, and the guy starts swinging at it with the trash can.
So he lets it get out?
No, he lets it get out, and then he goes after it with a broom, and the raccoon was fine until the guy started swinging the broom, and then he's like, F
this, and he goes
after
him. Well, I'm not doing that. If I kill it, I'll bludgeon it in the trash.
Okay, well, there are ones of guys, like, one guy has a gun, and the thing just jumps and latches onto him.
It was in a trash can?
No, this was on the ground. And
if this thing's on the ground, I'm not dealing. I don't care. Run around the yard. I don't want it screwing my dog or my cat. But listen, live and let live. If I see a raccoon on my property, I'm not going to care.
I know it might be a jerk move, but can you call for an early trash pickup?
And then it tips over and that thing goes berserk while...
but it's inside the truck with the hydraulics.
I had a party, got a lot of trash to get rid of. Can I get an early pickup?
All right, we are running so late. All right, here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, the raccoon problem has been settled.
Oh, really? What happened?
The police came to my house because they're big fans of the show. Okay. And it turns out there was two raccoons in the trash.
Oh, wow. Oh. Mating?
Uh-huh, and so they shot them both. No, I'm kidding. They let them loose.
Okay, so they just knocked it over and they ran off.
Yeah, so the raccoon problems. But apparently the cops were listening to the show. They're big fans of the show. So they
said, we'll take care of it.
So they showed up to the house. And they're like, we'll take care of it.
They looked up where you lived.
Well, I think they know where we live.
I was just going to say.
I mean, we have so many domestic violence issues. They're always showing up at the house.
This is a great point. Someone said, I think Fred's underestimating how badass raccoons can be. Didn't one scale the outside of a 25-story building last week? That's right. That one did. Did you see that video?
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, and now all I'm getting sent are these ones are jumping. So be glad you didn't have to deal with that. Now it's done.
Yeah.
Somebody said, however, if you want to keep raccoons away, what you have to do is you have to kill one. You have to cut up apart its entire body and leave the parts all around your yard, and that'll scare them all away.
Well,
it seems like a lot of work and fairly aggressive to me.
Well, thank you to the Newton police for your prompt taking care of this problem. I have to thank the Newton police, the best police on the planet. To go from the bad side of Newton to drive all the way to my side of Newton would have been difficult. And they said to keep those trash cans away from the wall because they've figured out how to get in.
They climb up the wall and then drop in?
No, you don't have to climb up it. There's like a, you can walk up it, like walk up to where it is.
You got to go to one of those, you got to get those ones that latch down on the top of it. The lids latch down.
You know, they're owned by the city. I can't.
Oh, those are your trash cans? Yeah, okay.
I can't do anything. So thank you to the Newton police. I appreciate you listening to the show, and I appreciate you responding very quickly to the problem at my home. And now I can go through the day with nothing to do.
I was just going to say, now all of a sudden your day is wide open.
Well, 5:30 is the big city series. Yeah, I mean, this is for all the marbles in Newton.
I know.
Mean, and so I gotta pace the floor now for for 7.5 hours.
You can take bludgeon a raccoon off the cozy calendar.
I was gonna say this day is kind of shaping up to like Texas high school football, you know, like the Friday before.
I won't be able to sleep. I'll be up all day. I got the city series is tonight. It's for all the marbles. Actually, the big one is to win the Southeast. This is kind of just...
Milo's pitching tonight, though.
Milo's starting tonight.
Oh, starting? Nice.
And he's got to be effective because we're down one of our great pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
So this is no joke. I mean, this is what it all comes down to. I mean, he's got to go out there. He's got to have steely confidence. I bet you there's well over 100 people at the game tonight.
Well, you had 100 in your semifinal game, correct?
I'm estimating it about close to 100. This easily 100.
Okay.
Because they want to see the cream of the crop. You know what I'm saying?
Who are you playing?
Some team from the wrong side of Newton.
Okay.
Yeah, Newton Little League team.
All right.
I find it weird when people who don't know the kids sit and watch a game.
That is a little weird.
They're kids. First of all, the majority of them are kids that know the kids.
Okay. Well, I'm talking people who just don't know anybody.
Well, they're people involved with the leagues and, you know, coaches that know the other coaches and stuff. It's a community event. I mean, it's not like a bunch of guys in raincoats, like, hanging out.
I had a man dressed as Spider-Man come up and watch my kid's baseball game one time. That was weird.
Well, where do they play? In the common?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on.
You kind of got to keep away.
I'm sure someone...
with the same kind of rake you're talking about.
I'm sure someone's taking a dump during a game.
Oh, yeah, not too far. We've seen, right near the field, I've seen someone just take a dump right out in public.
Yeah, you're right there on the common.
Yep.
I mean, what do you expect to happen? You expect everyone to be well-mannered?
Just refrain from stabbing yourself. That's it. In front of the game. That's happened.
Someone stabbed themselves?
Oh, yeah. There was somebody about 3-4 years ago who, not too far from the field, just said, I'm going to stab myself, and continued to stab himself, and I think the guy died.
Where was he stabbing himself?
All over. He was over, like, over near Park Street.
He already langed it.
He just went nuts. And I know that, like, somebody was picking up their kid from school and, like, saw it, which was fantastic. So, whee!
You made the decision to live there.
I know where to avoid now. I know the corners. There's pockets. There's certain pockets that are good.
Josh, this is the final raccoon call I will take.
Well, I just was wondering, if your barrels are city property, was that your property or was that the city's problem?
Oh, boy. Now we are in philosophical. Well, obviously, it was the city. The cops came and took care of it. So, I mean, what's done is done. But not everyone has the fame and influence that I do. So, what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, that could be true. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take it easy. That's a philosophical conversation. I'm not ready to
cancel the raccoon red alert. All is well.
Yeah. Well, that was going to be what I did today. Now it's just going to be pacing.
Mm-hmm. Milo's not
looking
out of school
outdoors.
Yet. Is he out of school or
no?
Okay.
No, so thank God.
Yeah.
Or else, you know, I have to get him in. We meditate before games. We visualize success. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We sit there. Yeah, actually, I had to do that on a swim team before. They put us on a hill and they made us had a guide take us through visualizing winning.
How old were you?
That was the day that I started to... I was so nervous, I started to pee myself, and I had a false start.
Oh, so the meditation worked.
Yeah, it got me more frightened than I normally would be. Yeah, that was a little, like, droplets of pee started coming out, so I had a false start so no one could tell.
It's a good move on the coach's part to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think everyone else could handle it like normal human beings. I was the one who... started to freak out because it seems like a big deal all of a sudden. But in fairness, I mean, you know, like I came in eighth or something.
Only 8 lanes in the pool. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe 7th. However, lanes in the pool. Maybe, I mean, there was always some fat kid that came in last.
Sure.
So,
sure.
I got that done. Woodbrook Swim Club. You're still right there. We will, we have more of Bird. He has failed miserably at, finding out what the abbreviations of the countries were.
COL. Slovakia.
And now we have asked him, because he messed this up when he was talking to the people at the bar, what you call people from certain countries.
Like if you're from the United States of America, you're an American.
Right. So we ask him about that.